This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Me and the mother...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
And all this junk is back in the studio, damn it. It was so peaceful in here.
We were thinking the same
thing. We agree.
It was so peaceful,
yo. It was so nice.
Now Revolt back in here. Like, oh, God. All right.
And by the way, speaking of Revolt, congratulations to Anthony that works with Revolt. He just had a baby, his first child.
Oh, congratulations, Anthony.
Congratulations to him.
Salute to him. Happy, what do you say? Happy pregnancy? Not happy pregnancy.
Fatherhood,
happy,
I guess.
Happy fatherhood, yeah. Congratulations, that's what you say.
You had a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Okay.
Just looking at the picture, trying to figure it out. You know, babies, you can't tell.
Yeah, and they're letting babies choose what they want to be as soon as they come out nowadays. So, we don't even have a choice anymore. It's just like, let them figure it out for themselves.
My goodness. Congratulations to Anthony. All right, well, we're back. I'm back from Miami. Had a great time in Miami. Shout out to everybody in Miami. Our sister station, 103.5, The Beat, and everybody down there had an amazing time in Miami.
By the way, that's my favorite place to broadcast in the whole iHeart universe, Miami.
It's just cold.
I love that studio.
Yeah.
It's just love that
cold,
studio.
Old.
And we got to actually broadcast live from the Fountain Blue, too, so that was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Now, you seen Spider-Man yesterday, huh, Charlamagne?
Oh, I did go see Spider-Man yesterday.
How was that?
It was good. Me and the wife went to go see Spider-Man yesterday. You know, she snuck Subway into the movie theater because she's so fine and frugal.
Mm-hmm. I was just watching something on, I think it was on Baller Alert, with this woman sneaking all this stuff into the movie theater.
I saw that. We ain't do all that. We just bought a couple of Subway
sandwiches.
She had
candles. She had slices of pizza.
Yeah, that's a little too far.
No, we just had some Subway sandwiches and some Harvest Sun Chips. That's all. But it was, Spider-Man was good. I'm a Marvel fanatic, so it was good. Yesterday was a good day. I mean, we went to go see Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
and then I spent all day online. Arguing with dumbass kids who don't know that boy is a white racist word. Like, you know, that really frustrated me to a certain extent because it made me realize how much the youth doesn't know. Because if you don't know you're being insulted, you probably don't even know anything about your greatness either. So that was a good conversation all day yesterday.
I was looking at the next press conference and what Conor McGregor was saying to Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Oh, he doubled down on it.
Yeah, he keeps going.
Yeah, he told him to dance with me, boy, again. So, I mean, whether or not he meant to offend the first time, which he did mean to offend, but I don't think he meant it in a racial way. But once you know the information and you know that is a racial slur and you continue to say it, then you're just a dickhead.
Well, we'll get...
Well,
I meant to say what I said.
You can't say that, though.
So
yeah, don't believe it. You can't say it now. They're actually going to be in New York today. They're doing a press conference at the Barclays in Brooklyn. So Floyd and McConnor will be in New York City. And also, shout to Mark Witten. He does this real estate call and real estate. I would say he talks about real estate and investing in real estate and how to invest in real estate and what you need to do. And I purchased my first home when I was 22 years old, and I was actually on those calls today, and we were talking about real estate refinancing and how people can actually get their first crib. So there was a lot of people on the phone, a lot of people that needed help trying to get their first home and actually investing in real estate. So I had a great call with everybody on that line. So thanks to everybody that called in. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we're talking about, Yee?
A state of emergency in Nevada will tell you what's going on there that they have declared a state of emergency.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Future. Mask off. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Start off with sports. Now, a lot of you guys have been following Lonzo Ball. He had a game yesterday. He did pretty good. He scored 36 points. But they did play against the 76ers. Now, this is all pregame. But he didn't wear his BBB sneakers.
He had on some Kobe's?
He had some Kobe's on yesterday.
Well, it's the summer league. I think we're paying too much attention to the summer league. Are we putting too much stock in it? Like, I've been hearing every game Lonzo Ball plays, I get
sold
his
out.
Stats.
Well, it's sold out. Every game that he plays, they haven't seen that in years. It's sold out.
Well, isn't
out.
That what his father wanted? For him to be on the Lakers and everybody to be excited and for the game?
They are. Yeah. They absolutely positively
so
are.
That was the plan.
But
so that's great.
They're excited about this game because he didn't wear his BBB sneaker. He wore some Kobe's, and people are trying to figure out why he switched it up.
So being that he scored 36 points, they're going to blame it on the shoes?
Yes.
That's what it is, man.
Absolutely.
Well, he had 11 assists the other night wearing those BBB sneakers. Okay, so he'll be fine.
All right, now let's talk about the ESPY Awards. They were last night. Best Male Athlete, Russell Westbrook. Best Championship Performance, Kevin Durant.
Now, how is Russell Westbrook the best male athlete? Like, how?
Who else would it be between?
What kind of year? LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant,
I mean, the fact
Tom
that he
Brady.
Averaged the triple-double.
You said Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yes, I said Russell Westbrook.
I don't know why I was thinking Russell Wilson.
I was
no
like,
doubt.
I
My
thought
bad.
Russell
Damn.
Westbrook was pretty good.
My fault. Yeah, I was thinking Russell Wilson, dumbass. My bad.
I was like, I don't know.
He was just ready to hate, man.
How is Russell Wilson the male athlete than Russell Westbrook?
Westbrook.
All right.
Now, Peyton Manning hosted, and it seems like he got Kevin Durant a little upset when he said this.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. I gotta tell you, I don't think you'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
They were stone-faced while he was making notes. Everybody else is laughing, and they sat there staring straight ahead.
Kevin Durant looked like a bag of salt and vinegar potato chips. He was so damn salty.
I don't know why. It was a joke.
You got to get over that, KD. I don't understand why people still get upset when they make a decision, they make a choice. It worked out. He won a championship.
He did win a championship.
Why are you upset about any jokes like that?
And there's
going to
be plenty more now.
A lot of
so
jokes.
I just held my ring finger up like, hey, it worked out.
I don't think they got the ring yet. They didn't get the ring yet.
That's why I said ring finger.
I just would have laughed.
All right. Now, let's talk about Nevada. What's going on out there?
Well, they have declared a state of emergency because they don't have enough marijuana. Marijuana was only recently legalized back on July 1st.
Drop one of Clues Bombs from Nevada, damn it.
But here's the issue there. For the first 18 months of legalization, the only people that can sell the marijuana, wholesale liquor distributors, because they had such a fuss over saying that it would cut into their profits. But these distributors aren't keeping up with the demand. They're not getting licensed fast enough. All these people want to get some marijuana. So right now they have issued a state of emergency. They need some new rules that would allow people to reexamine how they distribute the product because people can't get their weed.
Now, when I was out there, it was only three places to get marijuana from.
Right.
And I was actually DJing the grand opening of one, and they were having a hard time because they actually made a lot of the edibles there, and it was hard to get a lot of the weed in, and the lines were so damn long, and the temperature was like 114 degrees, so you're online, 114 degrees, you're waiting for hours and hours and hours to get that weed. It's very difficult.
No smoke today.
Well, y'all all about to get a whole batch of GMO marijuana. The organic weed is gone, okay? It's going to be all that unhealthy GMO marijuana that y'all about to get, the kind that makes you fat.
My goodness, the kind that makes you fat.
The kind that makes you fat.
My goodness. Now, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? This is Ruben. What's going on, baby?
What's up, Ruben? Get it off your chest, man. What's going on?
Chilling, man. I'm not feeling Conor McGregor right now. He used to be my boy, and now he's wilding out. Talking about dance, boy, dance.
Now, hold on now. I like what you just said because I know people are dumb. You used it in the proper context. You was like, yo, he used to be my boy. But people don't understand that boy is a right-wacious slur when it's coming from a white person to a black man, especially when they saying dance, boy, dance.
Exactly. And he knows what he's doing, too. And you know what? I want him to have that same energy when Floyd is putting the beats on.
Man, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I hope Floyd beats him. I haven't rooted for Floyd Mayweather in a long time. Not that I was rooting against him. I just haven't been rooting for him. And I got a feeling that the one time I want him to really whip somebody's ass, he going to get beat.
Nah, he going to win.
I know he's going to win because Conor don't stand a chance. Conor not a boxer.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, Envy? This is Jay.
Jay, what's up, man? Get it off your chest this morning, bro.
Man, I just want to ask you, Envy.
last week you said you got smacked on the ass by the old man,
right? That was Monday, sir. That ass smack is fresh.
Actually, we talked about it yesterday, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's still fresh. I just want to ask you, Envy, when he smacked you on the ass, did he look you up and down and lick his lips?
No.
How you know? Sure? You might have been in shock from the ass.
You turned around and watched.
Yeah, he smacked me last. I looked at him. He didn't look at him.
So hold on.
He had some girls in the elevator. He was messing with his girls.
I think Envy liked it because, hey, Charlamagne, remember he said that he's still looking for this guy, so I'm thinking he read for round two.
He did. He said he wants 5 minutes. I know one thing. If a man smack you in the ass and the next thing you do is look him dead in his eyes, that's flirting.
That is
you might flirt. As well have fought it. Because I always say when a man farts around another man, that's flirting. You should have fought it right on the shoe.
So when the man snatched you on your ass, what'd you do?
I kept walking because I was alone. So I didn't know how that could play out. I was scared.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's Bruce from Chicago.
Bruce from Chicago. What's up, man? Get it off your chest, Bruce.
Man, check this out, right? So I'm just getting off the gig, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Charlamagne, you can probably contest this, right?
Uh-oh.
So I say this because, like, I'm getting home, and all of a sudden, I get pulled over by the cops on some random stuff, right?
Right.
And my thing is, I did the whole breathalyzer thing because they thought I was swerving too much and all that. And, you know, they let me go because, you know, I ain't had no alcohol on me. And my thing is, I shouldn't be afraid of the cops like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't be scared of them.
I agree.
I shouldn't be all nervous and...
Well, you shouldn't be.
You know,
absolutely, but it happens. Some of the reasons why they go so hard is because we are nervous. And I get pulled over, I think, more than anybody in this room. I get pulled over at least once every 2 weeks.
You're more mad when you get pulled over.
Yeah, I am mad because I'm usually doing nothing wrong. And if I'm doing nothing wrong, why are you pulling me
but
over?
But see, my thing is, I'm not afraid.
Exactly.
I'm not afraid of the cops because they're pulling me over. I'm afraid of the cops because all these videos that I keep seeing of
exactly.
cops killing
That's
unarmed black men.
Right.
That's what makes
you
me shoot.
You know what I mean? See this on the news and I'm out here in the city. Win, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it happens all over. It's like you say, you see it on the news. You know, we a target out here, and the fact that I'm aware of that yep. was the reason why I was so shook.
Right.
You know what I mean? To a point where I had to hit y'all up. Like, man, I was freaking out about it. And I ain't gonna even lie.
I'll tell the police. I'm like, look, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. I got anxiety because I just seen Philando Castile get killed. I let them know straight up. So let's all be cool together. All right, Mr. Officer?
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. Hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Johnny O.
Hey, Johnny O. Get it off your chest, bro.
I'll tell you what, I just want to say I'm very, very blessed. I don't have a lot, but I have everything because I have life.
Yeah,
now, when
sir.
I was a young kid, always wanted to be an announcer of boxing, and ever since I seen my first boxing match, and all of a sudden, I never gave up, and I became an announcer for the last 12 years, but I use that as a plateau to help our veterans and active military.
Congratulations.
And I have been so, so very, very fortunate, man. I swear, people don't ever give up, and you can achieve anything you want. The Breakfast Club, El Club del Desayuno, the undefeated, undisputed morning talk show ever. You guys rock. You guys are amazing. I love you guys.
Thank you for announcing us.
I think we need to get this guy's number. You need to have you come in the studio and record some of those for real.
Where you located, bro?
Over there. I'm actually in a little city just north of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ah, damn.
Oh, you're pretty far. He could actually do it from his studio. You hold on. Don't hang up, okay? You heard me?
Yeah, I can definitely hear you. And
hold
I appreciate
on.
Any opportunity. You guys are awesome.
This is for free. Just want you to know that.
Hello, who's this?
This Fizzy. Now, I'm tired of not having a job in this economy, bro.
It's messed up. You going to look for any jobs today?
I look for a job every goddamn day. Oh, I got a job looking for jobs.
You tried any temp services? I worked at a temp service before.
I'm in one right now, man. They baller blocking, bro.
Word that you be going there and they don't be having no work for you. You got to wake up in the morning, go down there, and they send you home?
Yeah, man. They do everything that's top of a young black man, bro.
I know the feeling. Why don't you sell some food?
Hey,
look,
Flat tummy tea.
Why don't you sell some flat tummy tea on Instagram?
I'm going to do that. I'm gonna do that. I need to get my six pack back, bro.
There you go. Come on now. I see all these girls making money off flat tummy tea. Why the guys can't get in?
Hey, they scared to step in there, bro. You gotta be in it to win it.
You high right now, aren't you?
You definitely a little high.
Now, I wish I was, though.
Oh, got you. Well, have a blessed day, sir. Man, I hope you find a job soon, man. If you don't find a job, create one for yourself.
Hello, who's this?
Oh.
What's
from
up?
Myanmar.
Get it off your chest, bro.
I'm feeling blessed because business been booming lately. My clothing line, God Supply, God.com, GAWDD. And Angela Yee, what's up?
What's up?
I got some hats for you if you want.
Okay, are they dad hats?
Yeah, it's some bougie hats. Check out the Instagram, God Supply.
All right, he shot a shot this morning. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Shia LaBeouf and some things that happened. He finally has admitted that he needs some help.
All right, and we have a special guest joining us next hour, Terrence J., formerly of BET 106 and Park. You just got to say 106 and Park when you say Terrence J. He's been doing so many different things.
Think like a man, I mean.
Yeah. And he has a new show that airs tonight.
Safe Word.
So we'll kick it with him next hour. And Charlamagne, you're on the episode, right? Are you on the first episode?
I don't know what episode I'm on, but I definitely did an episode of Safe Word.
Okay. All right. We'll kick it with Terrence J next hour, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, if you've been watching The Defiant Ones, it was a four-part docuseries on HBO. I actually started watching it last night when I got back from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch all of it on HBO On Demand right now. But you could see Dr. Dre and Eminem talking about the first time that they met. The first time they met, they did the song, My Name Is. Check it out.
Eminem comes in this bright yellow sweatsuit, hoodie, pants, everything. It's bright yellow. And I'm like, wow. And I hit the drum machine. Maybe 2 or 3 seconds went by, and he just went, hi, my name is, my name is, like, yo, stop. That's what happened.
That's
our
dope.
First day and the first few minutes of us being in the studio.
I'm going to be honest with you. That song wasn't the greatest song when it came out, but it came out with the video. So you saw the visual at the same time. The video had you. You could not like that song when you saw the visual with it.
I thought the whole concept, you're right, was just dope. If I probably seen it without that, I probably wouldn't have liked it. But yeah, that video was also dope too.
But you know what? I actually, just a little sidebar, I actually met Eminem a long time ago when I used to work for Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came out with that, because I remember when they were even shopping Eminem's demo, they gave that to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was trying to mess with him because they were like, he's a white rapper. Nobody wants to sign a white rapper.
Yo, they messed up.
Right, so as soon as I saw that, I was really happy and excited and... So I thought it was great.
Dope.
Eminem and Dr. Dre. But if you haven't seen The Defiant Ones, make sure y'all check that out. Now, Shia LaBeouf has apologized and said that he needs help. He said he's an addict who's hit rock bottom. He said, I'm deeply ashamed of my behavior and I make no excuses. He said, my outright disrespect for authority is problematic, to say the least, and completely destructive, to say the worst. It's a new low. A low, I hope, is a bottom. Now, there's video of Shia getting arrested. They said he verbally assaulted an officer. He told him that his wife watches porn and fantasizes about African-American penis. Here's part of what Shia LaBeouf had to say.
Hey, you bring her with a wife. What you tell her at night? You know she watches porn. She probably watches the X videos and like looking at black.
By the way, that's a great insult. He was down in Savannah getting arrested by a white person. He probably was stereotyping, thinking that this white guy don't like black men,
mm-hmm,
or black people. So to tell him that your wife fantasizes about black penises is a great, great insult, by the way.
Now, he went on at the Savannah Police Department, and he told another black police officer that he was going to go to hell because his skin color. And he said that the officer was racist because a black man arrested me for being white. Check it out.
Hey, you going to hell? Straight to hell. No, it ain't, but it's real. You especially, that means a sad man.
Why was it dead?
Because you're a black man.
That don't mean he's going to hell.
It means a whole lot, bro.
Now, I listened to that clip yesterday, an unpopular opinion, but I don't think Shia LaBeouf was being racist. I think he was drunk, and I think he was trying to say black people are catching hell and going to hell under this administration. And he was also trying to say cops are going to hell for the way they are treating people, especially black people. And he was trying to tell the black cop that you shouldn't be treating me like this because I'm one of the white people who gives a F. He even said that verbatim. He said, the president doesn't give a F about you, and you arresting the white person that does give a F. But I just think he was drunk and all over the place.
Well, yeah, he did say the cop was racist because a black man arrested me for being white.
Yeah,
because
I did not hear you're going to hell because of your black skin. I definitely didn't hear that.
Well, he pointed at if you watch the video, at the black officer and said, you're going to hell especially.
Yeah,
he
because
said, of the color of your skin.
Because he's a cop who's a black cop who he feels shouldn't be treating him that way.
Look,
because
I can't
he's a white person that cares.
I'm not going to interpret what Shia LaBeouf meant.
I mean, he
the
said
police
it.
Station in
you just interpreted it, though.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I just quoted what he said.
Mm.
I read it verbatim.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It says right here, it says, a black man arrested me for being white.
But
that's
is it
verbatim.
Shia LaBeouf?
That's not
Doesn't he do all the things that he do to
yeah,
help African-American
He definitely protested against the killing of unarmed black men.
But clearly he's drunk and he says he has hit a bottom and he's an addict and he needs to get help and he's apologized. All right, I'm Angela Yee and that's your rumor
Being
report.
Drunk is no excuse for hitting the bottom. If you want to hit a bottom, hit a bottom.
Why is it always about hitting that bottom with you? You find a way to get an ass out of something. Like, we will not have a
I'm
show.
I'm going to spin it gay. Now that's what I call gay, volume 20. Okay.
My goodness. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts. All right, when we come back, Terrence J will be joining us. We're going to kick it with him. He has a new show on MTV tonight called Safe Word. So, Terrence J, when we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building today.
Yeah. Yes, executive producer, Terrence J.
Terrence J is in the building. Come on, sir.
Good morning, y'all. What up?
Welcome back. So
Thank
happy
you.
For you. You got a new show on tonight.
Yeah, man.
Safe Word.
Yes.
Now
one
tell
of the,
us about
one of the
Safe
best
Word.
Ideas MTV's had in a while.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
It, man. Now, it was crazy. Charlamagne was on it, actually. So most of the trouble that's been happening is because of him and Amber Rose going crazy. Mm-hmm. Show is two celebrity friends against each other. Mm-hmm. They play a bunch of different games, and the goal is to make the other person use their safe word. We got lie detectors on the show. We got everything. We got everything designed to make you tap out and use your power.
Now, importantly, you're an executive producer.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, was this
yes,
your
sir.
Idea, or is this something that MTV?
This was one they brought to me. So I have an overall with MTV, so doing and VH1. Mm-hmm. So doing producing and hosting and acting in different shows across both platforms. So sometimes they bring me stuff, sometimes I bring them stuff. But this one, yeah, this was a really good idea. It's been on the show for a while, and we partnered with Matador, and it's dope, man. Mm-hmm. This show is, you know, sometimes you come on here and you don't love the product. This
right.
is a show I actually really love.
Now I saw that even Kevin Hart got uncomfortable.
Oh, I
feel like that has to be a hard thing to do.
All the years of seeing Kev, mm-hmm. like, and knowing him, I've never seen Kev as uncomfortable. And plus, you know, he has all those sponsorships. And
right.
All, he was tapping out.
All his celebrity
friends.
He was tapping out.
Yeah, I think Damian probably, was like, at Nike. But Kev was like, safe word. X-Y.
But they got to know he's a comedian, and they got to know it's a game show.
Yeah.
But you also know that people aren't, sometimes, don't realize what's going on. And once you put that out there, even if they, later on, you're like, oh, it was a joke. We were playing a game.
It's too late.
Most of the people aren't going to get it, and
right.
they're going to still think that he really wrote something.
And that's what I love about it, is everybody's so sensitive nowadays.
Right.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
send out one tweet, and your career could be over. So this
yep.
game is like
the
antithesis
it's like
of that.
Ending careers.
Exactly. Let's just end everything. Let's just blow up the world.
When I first heard Safe Word, I thought it was a sexual show. I thought Terrence J was in the bedroom with somebody. It was a sexual show. None
you
of
have a lot
Safe
going
Words
on these days.
None of you have Safe Word.
That would
today?
Be a reality show between Terrence and Jasmine Sanders. That's his girlfriend.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. One of South Carolina's finest. That's his girl. Terrence living a good life right now. Terrence out here dating models. He's executive producing shows.
Hey,
Terrence living a good life.
Not models, model. He has one girl.
Somehow I've survived.
How is that? I mean, you have grown and evolved in the right way.
Nah, you know, you come on this show so many times, and you be scared. I'll be like, yo, all right, Angela's going to get me today.
She gonna
bring up something to get me. And then you're like, oh, I have a girlfriend. I got nothing to worry about. I'm clean.
Word.
So that's how I feel right now. I'm just in a happy place, man. I'm focused on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know how it is. We just trying to kill MTV right now. We just trying to make it dope and just get more, you know, dope shows out there. And I'm just excited about the work.
Now, you were creeping around with your girlfriend for a while.
When Why do you say creeping?
Because you don't want people to know. Like, when you're not trying to put it out there, you don't want to say, this is my girlfriend. Because sometimes I feel like you have to solidify what you have before you actually let the world know about it.
Yep,
you know?
Yep, yep.
So when did you guys decide, okay, it's time for me to just...
I think once you know something solid and you feel, you know, confident about it, you know what I'm saying? And you feel like even when it goes out on the blogs and people start coming at you because matter what it is, no matter who you dating, they gonna come at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you feel like, oh, okay, I don't care what they say, mm-hmm. we solid, that's when it's okay to come out.
Don't you think it's better too, like just stabilizing you when you have so much going on with your career, with producing shows and movies? It's nice to have somebody that.
Yeah, yo, I'm old now. Man, I'm 35 now. I got no time.
Imagine how we feel.
No, I'm saying I got no time to be, you know, running. Like, it just, you don't have the time. Like, right now, I want to build an empire. I want to, you know, create opportunities. Like, as an executive producer, I want to create shows that make people laugh and make people have fun, but also create jobs and find the next version of me and make sure he don't make the same mistakes in his career that I did. So that's what my focus is right
now.
What
mistakes you think you made?
Listen, man. You
fighting
know,
in the club with Fred Witt. Getting in the fist fights.
Getting
in the fist fights.
Let's not think Terrence don't still do that.
Yeah,
okay?
I haven't taken my shot. I don't have a body like that no more. But nah, I mean, y'all was all there. Right. I mean, yep. Yo, early 2000s, we was all young and wild and
crazy.
But
you were the only one taking off your shirt. Wild.
No, Fred was taking off.
Taking off his shirt.
But the good thing is that at least Fred would get arrested and you never had to get arrested.
Fred Witt, we'd be there to bail him out. We'd be there to make sure things was good. But nah, I mean, yeah, you just, as a man, you know, you grow past some of those things, and right now it's just focusing on the work and focusing on the craft, and you know, let's come up with these shows. Baby.
Absolutely. Was it weird putting on a new jersey, so to speak? I know it's all the Viacom umbrella.
Yeah.
But you was with BET for so long and are so synonymous with BET. Was it weird being MTV VH1 now?
You know, I mean, right now they got a good squad, man. Mm-hmm. Chris McCarthy put together like good, you know, team of people. And once I saw his vision, I'm like, all right, I want to get down with that team. I'm glad to put on that jersey. And so the stuff they're doing with MTV and VH1, like, is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he's just recruiting, like, high-level talent. You know, Ludacris got Fear Factor coming. Like, it's just, you're getting big names to the table. And so it's good to be part of that camp.
Have you spoken to Stephen Hill?
I spoke to Stephen, you know, right before everything happened with BC.
Okay, but not after left.
You didn't send him a text like
that? Yeah, no,
like,
oh, absolutely.
When one door closes, another one opens.
Steven held me down since day one, you know what I'm saying? When I told Steven whenever he come to L.A., yo, you can stay at, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's day one. Anybody that's been there from day
tell
one.
Tell him you can stay at the mansion.
Huh? Stop.
Terrence J is here. You want to highlight him, 800-585-1051. He has his new show, Safe Word, on tonight. We'll talk more about that when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Terrence J in the building. Every time I say Terrence J, I automatically think of 106 and Park. You just got to say 106 and Park.
Yeah.
Formerly of 106 and Park. Tonight, he has a new show called Safe Word. He's executive producer and host on MTV. What time does it come on tonight?
11:30, right after Wildin' Out on MTV.
He so just said, F your E! News career, huh? You just formerly 106
He's
and
always going to be 106 and Park, Terrence J.
Yo, yeah, but everybody jumps past, which is fine. It is what it is.
He said everyone jumps past that whole long period of my life.
Yeah.
How long were you on E! News?
3.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 3.5.
I'm sorry, I just...
Well, now he's Terrence J from Safe Word.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really, because you got other projects coming, too.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I'm in Louisiana right now shooting a show called Are You The One?
Mm-hmm.
And then the moment we wrap that, I start filming another movie in August. So it's back to back, man. We just cranking them out.
How did the last movie do? The one with Cassie and
it did really good,
match.
Man. You know,
perfect match.
You shoot a film like that. It's for a small budget. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's under $3 million budget. Mm-hmm. And so when you do $9 million at the box office, and then you have all the residual sales of the TV deals and all of the ancillary platforms that happen after that, you make a considerable amount.
So you get another one, basically.
I could keep on doing those type of movies till I'm blue in the face. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a strategy that you're able to monetize it and make it work, and so that's how you're able to really produce films and keep them going. For me, it's like if I'm going to be in a film, like unless it's like, you know, a big movie, I want to produce it and create opportunities. So when I did Perfect Match, it's like, all right, I call Cassie. Yo, Cass, I think you're dope. Come be in the movie. And mm-hmm. and that's how we stack it
now,
up.
Now, does your woman get mad at stuff like that? Does she say, look, I can be in a movie. I got a leading lady face. Why can't I be in a movie?
I had just started dating Jazz, like right around the time of shooting. But nah, she's dumb cool. I mean,
she's doing pretty well herself.
With her career, she's doing Bulgari ass and stuff. She'd be with
fine.
The models.
Yeah.
She with the dude. Every time I look, she's with some European dude.
How does that make you feel when she's modeling around all these dudes and dudes that are buff and
Oh, I'm like, let me see them W-9s. What them checks look like? All right, cool. You good? All right, cool. Nah, she's stacking, so I'm excited for her, man. Plus, I already know the game. I'm happy she's doing well. Mm-hmm. And I went through a really bad breakup, like 4 years ago, and I went and talked to Will Smith.
Cue the Drake music, please.
He got really shut up.
Drake music
he got really good. You know, Will always got like the good tools, and he was like, "You want to walk in the room with a woman that makes you feel exponentially stronger mm-hmm. than you are," mm-hmm. and that's why I'm so like proud to, because like, you feel stronger when you in something that's dope.
Unless it's the All Eyes on Me premiere. If Will Smith walking there with Jada, there's no way Will feeling strong walking into that premiere, okay? It's not
so
happening.
So what's the movie that you're filming in August?
It's a Christmas film. I always wanted to do a big holiday film. So it's a holiday-based film, and it's a script that my writing team wrote and I've been very intimate with. And so that's, I love the process, man. I just mm-hmm. love being able to tell stories, and I love the feeling of people coming out of the theater and being like, yo, that was fun. I took my people out and we had a good time.
Now, do you still take advice from guys like AJ and Big Tigger? Because they were mentors to you for so long. Yeah. Do you still take advice from them?
Oh, Tig is all... AJ was kind of like travel. I think AJ was like in L.A. or whatever more. Mm-hmm. So I spent a lot more time with Tig. And Tig is like still a big homie to me to this day. Absolutely.
Last time you were here, you were talking about how you had financial struggles early on.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your finances different this time?
I'm clean now.
Clean? Good money?
Yeah. Nah, I got the accountants and accountants, so I don't go broke. I'm good.
Now, also, you talked about before the skin disease that you had. How was that? Because we were seeing it at one time, but now it's gone.
Nah, it comes still like on my body. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I get stressed, you wake up and then you get a big vitiligo patch somewhere. It's just like acne. You know what I'm saying? So... You still gotta watch out and watch. I gotta just watch what I eat. You know what I'm saying?
What can you eat, or what are you suggested to eat?
Just
talking to Terrence J.
Yeah, healthier foods, man. I was eating a lot of red meat. I was eating pork and just milk. I drink a lot of milk, and so I had to eliminate all those things from my diet. So now I don't eat any pork. I don't drink any milk. Try to drink more water, more salads. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just I don't get a lot of sleep, and I don't get to eat really well. I'm always like eating fast food because mm-hmm. I'm, you know, ripping and running up and down the coast. So it's just like I gotta like just slow my body down.
Mm-hmm. What you waiting for to get a vitiligo endorsement?
So
be that spokesperson for
vitiligo. It's only like 1% of the population. It's such mm-hmm. a small budget, so it's not even like the government or any private organizations have big money. Like if it's gonna happen, I would probably have to invest money into it, and then you get a spokesperson that has it too. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, I'm just at a place where I'm just more confident in my skin, mm-hmm. so it doesn't matter. Like even if I'm having an outbreak or whatever, it's like it's whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you on TV every day, so you'd be like the perfect spokesperson for it. Because I'm sure some kid at school, Fridays don't even like going to school. Yeah. But you're on TV all the damn time.
Like I think Winnie Harlow is dope. Like, I look and I see her billboards, like she inspires me mm-hmm. just because of how confident, you know, she is. And I think that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, just about being confident in your own skin.
All right, we got more with Terrence here. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Terrence J is still in the building.
Yeah.
We talked about your girlfriend. Now, how did y'all meet? How did you first kick it to her? We're talking about your girlfriend, Jasmine.
Oh, I am.
South Carolina's finest.
Okay, so like, shortly after we talked, I bought, like, my dream house. Like, mm-hmm. a house that I always wanted to buy. So I bought his crib, and I have a house party, right? And so at this time, I'm single. Fred, my manager's single. Schaefer is single, like all my whole crew is single. We like, yo, we about to have savage summer. We about to tear LA down.
Jesus Christ. You guys planned this out?
Yo, we literally, we hands in the circle.
Savage summer.
All for one. Like, yo, so I have this housewarming party.
Right.
And then Jazz walks in. She was friends with Tahiri. Tahiri comes in with Jazz, and I'm like, I don't know y'all dudes. I'm off on that.
Right.
And somebody took her purse at the party. Some drunk girl grabbed her purse.
What kind of party? I feel like I was at this party.
It was crazy. I feel like you.
I think I was there.
It was like during the BET Awards.
Yeah,
like
I think I was there.
2 years
ago. I remember this.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody took her purse by accident. And so she was like, yo, who's, you know, I need to see the camera, see what happened. So she came into the crib. Was like,
so she
great
had
guest.
To stay over or she came back?
Are you no, sure no. you didn't take her purse?
Terrence set this whole thing.
Like, yo, Terrence now executive that produced this whole situation. Now that cameras. I knew this hustle, I would definitely do this. But no, so she comes in. We track down who it is. We figure out who the girl came with, call the girl. She got the, oh, my God, I grabbed the wrong purse. Excuse me. She comes back around with the purse, figure it out. But then by that time, I had talked to Jazz, figured out she was from South Carolina. I was from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, and then rest is history.
You finessed her.
Finessed her.
There you go.
Wedding bell soon?
Yo, right now, we just happy, man. And she's younger than me, too.
Gotcha.
So it's like, the good thing is, like, she ain't putting no pressure on me right now.
Are you
like,
rushing? Because we know that you fall in love fast, and you love all
Do you?
I never knew that.
Yo, we got these French bulldogs. So, like, right now, there's no pressure on a wedding or kids or anything. Because
that's the best way to do it.
We got dogs. We got dogs.
So if y'all break up, who gets the dogs?
We got two of them.
Oh, so you, one apiece.
Bam Bam and Rocky. We have to figure out how that's going to work. So that's what we're trying not to do so that they can stay together. So we got to stay together.
Why you say Terrence fall in love quick, though? I ain't never heard that one.
I think he has a couple of times, a couple of little cases.
Terrence, so in retrospect, would you look back and be like, I wasn't really in love?
Hell yeah. every single one of, like, all four of us have kind of, we've had a long journey together.
We have.
But Yee, as far as, like, love life, kind of, like, probably knows
know
more than like, we could probably talk more than, and you know, like, we both made mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Terrence said, I'm trying to put it out.
Wow.
We both made
mistakes. He said he wasn't in love, then he called his exes mistakes.
Yo, I didn't say that.
Whoa, Terrence.
Not all of them.
I didn't say that.
I think that was a shot. He like say my shit, and I'ma say yours.
Yeah. Just letting you know.
But like, Terrence had funnier mistakes. I feel like.
I mean, how far are we going, Yee? How far are we going?
Terrence right gonna start quoting verses in a minute. How far are we going?
No, I just remember one incident. Uh-oh. I have to say this because this is funny to me.
Uh oh.
But somebody found some other underwear and. Yeah. He was dating somebody and there was someone else's underwear in his
room. I think you was in the house and might have been there to
I'm around for a lot of things.
To talk me out of it. We was at the house when that happened, I think. Yeah, that was a true story.
It's a true story.
Another thing you're doing that you're getting some paper, Miss USA pageant.
Yeah.
You're the EP of that too, right?
Yeah, I'm executive producer of Miss USA.
Now, how'd that happen?
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Steve
Harvey did like a big overall deal with IMG and William Morris. Mm-hmm. And so like Steve is like one of the big dogs in charge. And that's my frat brother. You know, we did Think Like a Man's and that's my
guy. You
guys
are Kappas, right?
And we're Omegas.
Oh, that's
brother.
Right, that's right. I'm gonna make sure I was in
there. Evan just said that because he tried to be a Kappa at one point.
Yeah, you got the red hat. I see
no,
what's
it didn't
up.
Work. It
Yo,
didn't
come
work.
Over to the dark side. And
yeah, finish
we take light
story.
Skin, we got you, bro.
We take light skin.
So it just one thing parlayed to the next and my relationship with Fox is dope, man. We on the second year. I've hosted it twice and executive produced it twice. Mm-hmm. That's a really fun show.
And Steve Harvey's a great mentor to you. I feel like Steve Harvey and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kev. So, like, even when we did Safe Word, we called Wayne and Kev and was just like, yo, Kev, I'm executive producer. I'll be there. No, let me explain what's going on. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Kev, aren't you filming Jumanji or doing something? He was like, yo, whatever I'm doing, I'll be there. And same for Marlon Wayans, Damian, Ludacris, La, like almost everybody on the show was just like, yo, we'll come do it. And so that was like one of the first times where I really realized like, oh, I could really do this EP thing.
Right.
Because you got relationships.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Who was La going against on the show?
Ludacris.
Wow.
Yo, and it was so funny because we pulled out the lie detector, right? And Kelly Rowland, surprise guest, Lala's, you know, in LA for a day, had no idea she was gonna see Kelly, thought Kelly was out of the country, comes out. So Kelly's reading all the questions for the lie detector to Lala.
Man.
And Kelly's like, yo, have you ever had exotic thoughts about Ludacris? And Lala's like, hell nah, I never thought about him like that. Yo, lie detector says she had.
You know? And that's right, because she did actually used to work with Ludacris.
With Ludacris. Yeah, with him every day.
On the radio station. Luda, Shaka, all of them. So, I mean, just the show is so much fun.
I don't think Mello wanted to hear that.
Years ago. I mean, but it's good to see, like, best friends like that be able to, like, let loose, have fun.
Right.
And no, they flipped it on Luda. They was like, did you watch the scene in Power? were when she showed, you know,
Lala's
body.
Tatas. Mm-hmm.
Which, exactly. By the way, is going to be out again on Sunday. We'll be able to see Lala again on Power with Full Frontal.
Angela, you showed us already, though.
So, thank you. Oh, you saw it? Oh, mm-hmm. Already? The new episode?
He's a word. The new episode.
Shit.
So who's on the premiere episode tonight?
Kevin Hart, Damian Dante Wayans with a, it's not a surprise, everybody knows, Marlon Wayans comes out and just wows out both of them.
Wow. Well, check out Safe Word tonight. Of course, Terrence J is executive producer and host, 11:30 p.m. on MTV. And we appreciate you for joining us.
We're trying to make MTV great again, man.
It's going that direct. Yo, can we do your book as a movie? Like, anybody ask you that yet?
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, you're taking the meetings.
Yeah. Put me on the list.
There you go. Well, there you have. You want to play Charlamagne?
No. I just want to produce.
He wants to produce.
I got some good writers.
Okay. Word.
All right. Well,
let's tell that story.
It's Terrence J. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Joey Badass.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Joey Badass did a sit-down interview with Montreality, and he was talking about Jay-Z's 444 album, which, by the way, he loves the album. He said it's great. And here's what else he had to say about inspiring Jay-Z.
You know, honestly, I feel like I was an inspiration to that album. Honestly, I know I was an inspiration to that album. There's nothing nobody could tell me, you know what I'm saying? I put certain pressure on these OGs in the rap game, like they know what they gotta talk about now. Cause they got this young Joey Badass coming out talking about this before they got the chance to talk about it. Now he on. But it is what it is.
Now, we let the record show, we have a producer. One of our producers came in here and said, you should give Joey Badass Donkey of the Day.
Right.
For those comments. And I was like, well.
Might be true.
Yeah, it could be true. I'm not saying that he inspired the whole album, but I'm sure Jay gets inspiration from a lot of different sources. Why?
And by the way, he tried to sign Joey Badass to Roc Nation, so he's definitely familiar with his music. They're both from Brooklyn.
Now,
What song do you think?
I will say Joey's album, All American Badass, is real dope. It's real socially conscious. And I will say that he's probably dead wrong. Like, the stuff, Jay-Z's forgotten more than you've ever learned, Joey. Like, you're 20-something years old. Jay-Z's 47, all right? I'm sure he's been on... Matter of fact, Jay-Z's been on Black Empowerment since day one.
That's what I don't understand. Like,
but there's things that we don't know about their relationship with each other, so maybe he does feel like something on that album made him feel like, oh, that's when we had our conversation. I mean, who knows? And the reason why Joey Badass didn't sign to Roc Nation was because he said he wanted to be Jay-Z or be more like him one day, and that's why he didn't do the deal. He wants to become... another hope.
He can only be talking about socially conscious stuff. He can only be talking about the Black empowerment because Joey Badass definitely never was married to Beyonce and cheated on her.
But Jay been talking about that a long time. Huh?
Exactly. So that's where Joey's a little off. Jay's been around a long time.
I mean, we just don't know. So I don't know what their relationship is. But that's what he says. That's how he feels.
Okay.
All right. Rob Kardashian. He is saying sorry to his whole family, and that's because they warned him to stay away from Blac Chyna. Now, the reason why none of the Kardashians or the Jenners have spoken out about everything that's happened is they want to stay quiet because they're thinking about the best interests of his daughter.
I thought they were probably just taping it. That's what I thought.
Maybe. But they also want to make sure that for the sake of his daughter, because he does have a daughter that he wants to make sure he's able to be able to see and have some type of arrangement and agreement with. Right. So for that reason, they're like, we're just going to chill and hold back and stay away from all of this. Now, according to other reports, Blac Chyna, and this was on TMZ, has been trying to get her own revenge. I want to see what you guys think about this. So right before all of this happened, the whole drama that happened with him slut-shaming Blac Chyna and putting up those pictures of her, a jeweler came to Blac Chyna's house. He had 7 pieces of jewelry. She was told to pick one as a gift. Now, the jeweler left all of them so Blac Chyna could mull everything over, figure it out, and then that's when all the drama happened. Now, they said that she only returned 3 pieces of that jewelry, so now the jeweler is saying that you have to give that stuff back. It wasn't all for you, and they want everything back. And he said he's tried to contact her several times. She's not responding, and she also tried to go ahead and charge a significant amount of money on his card for some of the jewelry as well.
But she needs to give all that jewelry back.
Right. That's what I want to ask you. Does she need to give that stuff
back?
Yes,
absolutely. She needs to give all that jewelry back.
Absolutely.
Well, not only has she not given it back yet, but she also wore some of the items when they went to court.
You said you want to be done with Rob?
She wore 3 tennis bracelets.
You say you want to be done with Rob? We'll be done with Rob and give him all his stuff back then.
Right.
He took the cars back, right?
There was video of him looking at it. I guess he did. I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened, but he is remorseful for the things that he put online. He is sorry about that, but she's got to give that jewelry back. All right? Don't be petty. All right, and it was Bill Cosby's birthday, and that was yesterday. He turned 80, and he went on Twitter, and he said, help me celebrate the big 80 by doing something kind for someone else today. And it went a little bit crazy on Twitter. His mentions were in shambles. Somebody said, is knocking somebody out and raping them considered nice? Somebody said, wow, it's your birthday. Let me give my boss this drink so I can go home and celebrate.
Oh, boy.
Somebody said, I will. I'll avoid drugging and raping dozens of women. Wow, it got crazy.
I'm befuddled that Bill Cosby's team still doesn't realize they should stay off social media.
Stay way off.
Like, why?
Yeah, just
like, why?
Leave
why?
It alone.
Why do y'all constantly do that to OG Bill? Hasn't he suffered enough?
And Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, this pre-fight press tour is going crazy. They were in Toronto. By the way, Drake introduced all of the festivities. And they have video of him embracing Conor McGregor in the holding room before everything went down. Well, it got a little crazy. And here is some more. And they're definitely hyping up this fight and making people... I'm going to say this. In the audience, they were definitely rooting for Conor McGregor and they were booing Floyd Mayweather, but it was a lot of Irish flags in the audience. But here's what Conor said on stage.
What the f*** is he wearing? He looks like a little breakdancer or something, a little 12-year-old breakdancer, bitch. What the f***? You're 40 years of age. Dress your f***ing age. Carrying a school bag on stage. What are you doing with a school bag on stage? You can't even read.
By the way, wow. Floyd Mayweather has been the bad guy since day one, though. I mean, I can't never think of a time where Floyd Mayweather had a whole crowd with him. They're always against him.
I think it's going to be different today in Brooklyn.
All right, and he dropped the boy situation.
He doubled down on the dance boy dance.
Here it is.
Sing it to me. I want you to sing it to me, and I want you to dance for me. You sing it, you dance. Dance for me, boy.
Now, when you say something the first time, and I didn't think he had racial intent when he said it the first time, you know, but when you say it again, knowing how people feel about it, then you're just a D-head.
Well, you know, I was doing some research on it, and Conor McGregor is actually known for saying things that are racially insensitive.
Okay.
And, you know, so, like, back in 2015, he was about to fight a Brazilian fighter, Jose Aldo. He said, if this was a different time, I would invade his favela on horseback and kill anyone that was not fit to work. And he also said, I really want to turn his favela into a Reebok sweatshop.
Well, Floyd is known for saying racially insensitive things as well, though. Like he makes mockeries of things.
And Floyd has said that boxing is racist many times before, so... I don't know,
no,
but
gonna light his ass up.
They are
going to
be
so.
In he Brooklyn at the Barclays tonight, so we'll see what happens there. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
I do think at some point in time, Floyd does have to prove he can read to everybody. I mean, just because.
Stop it.
Just to do it.
Stop.
You should do it.
You can read numbers. That's
all. Because that's what I would do. I'd come out today and just read the teleprompter.
I think Floyd can read. He just gets under pressure, can't read that well.
I think he can read.
I'm saying it seems like under pressure, sitting there having to read certain things.
You're talking about a man who does combat sport for a living.
That's definitely. I mean, he can box, but maybe speaking in front of people is gets him nervous.
He just spoke in front of a crowd yesterday. He speaking in front of people.
He didn't
in
read
Brooklyn.
In front of the people.
Oh, that's what I want. Put the
why?
Guy. Why?
No,
a teleprompter.
Leave him alone.
Why?
I just think it'd be good.
Why?
Because you kill everybody's. Nobody can use that against you anymore. You proved it.
I don't think he cares.
He can read the numbers in his bank account.
He cares. He called you after I played that audio, didn't he?
Well, that was wrong, though, and you know it was wrong. But he cares.
Don't act like he don't care.
Yeah, but he didn't. He didn't call to read me anything. He called me and said he was going to beat your ass.
He called me to beat your ass.
That's what he
you're
called for.
Ass.
He was like, I'm going to beat Charlamagne ass. All right.
Please.
Charlamagne.
I would love that.
What?
You think you're Conor McGregor getting a payday? Let's fight, Floyd.
See? Donkey today. We give you a donkey too, man.
Oh, you know what, man? It was a situation. That happened yesterday on social media, you know, between like DeRay McKesson and Whoopi Goldberg and Planet of the Apes. We need to talk about it for after that.
This whole thing sounds so left.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey, hello? Okay, donkey of the day for Thursday, July 13th goes to everyone who gassed up DeRay McKesson to think that the ape wearing a blue vest on the Planet of the Apes poster had anything to do with him. Now, it all started when social media started circulating a picture of the Planet of the Apes poster and asking, does the new Planet of the Apes poster have racially coded messages? They said that the poster had Black Lives Matter symbolism and one of the apes had on a blue vest. If you know DeRay McKesson, activist, and you know he always has on a blue vest. Now, let me describe the poster. Okay, it's Caesar and his crew, and they are facing off with what seems to be military or some type of law enforcement and other monkeys who are down with the military and law enforcement. And on Caesar's side, it was an ape in a blue vest. Well, one social media got involved and started putting sauce on the situation and started alerting D-Ray to what's going on. It caused D-Ray to tweet, "Given the history of rendering black people as apes, I'm offended and appalled by the lack of consciousness in Hollywood. Hashtag Planet of the Apes." Now, before that tweet was deleted by D-Ray, it had 1,400 retweets and 2,776 likes and over 500 comments. You know, in this era, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. A lie would travel all the way around the world twice before the truth was even putting on his shoes. Now, if you was paying attention, you may have noticed me say that the tweet was deleted. Why was the tweet deleted? Well, because OG Whoopi Goldberg must have gotten wind of this situation, and she addressed it on The View yesterday. Let's hear it.
Prominent Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKisson accused filmmakers of personally mocking him by dressing up an ape in a blue vest, which he's been known to wear. DeRay, you need to go back and watch the 1968 original and check out what the apes were wearing. This has nothing to do with you. This is a movie that was about what happens when mankind doesn't pay attention to environment, to how we treat animals and each other. That's what that movie was about. And at the end of the movie, when they're riding around and you realize it's here, that's what the movie was about. Get over yourself.
Burn. Burn. That's it. Nothing more to say about this situation. The apes been wearing blue vests since 1968. Whoopi is right.
So he's dressing like them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And everybody gassing D-Ray up is wrong, okay? See, the thing about life is when you are presented with accurate information, factual information that debunks whatever you believed, then if you're an actual intelligent person, you must be forced to change your rhetoric, right? Your narrative. I didn't watch the old Planet of the Apes from 1968. My Planet of the Apes experience started with the Mark Wahlberg film that Tim Burton did, I believe. Pretty cool movie. And the current franchise I love. Okay, I will be sneaking food in the theater on Friday via one of my wife's bags to watch the final movie in this trilogy. But I had no idea that in the original 1968 film, it was a number of apes with blue vests on. But now I know, and knowing is half the battle. And D-Ray, being the smart person he is, tweeted out to Whoopi, "If you have something to say, I'm here." I think he sent that before he was presented with this new information because it sounded like he wanted some smoke, okay? Sounded like it. But I think, you know, once he realized what Whoopi was saying after being presented with the information that Whoopi delivered, he tweeted out, "After speaking with even more people about the history of the film, I deleted the tweets." And then he tweeted out, "Now, with the Planet of the Apes poster and toy, I was contacted by folks within Hollywood who thought there was an issue, hence those tweets." Well, DeRay, all those folks within Hollywood led you down the wrong path, okay? And you, DeRay, should know better than to trust folks within Hollywood. But I respect DeRay because when he was presented with correct information, he corrected himself. When I find new information, I change my mind. What do? Okay? In my book, Black Privilege, I have a principle, and the principle is give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. It's okay not to know. But when you learn, do the correct thing with the knowledge you obtain. Don't double down on the dumbness. You know, like Conor McGregor, okay? So I applaud DeRay for changing his mind and deleting the tweets, but he's the only person I see correcting himself in this situation. I haven't seen a lot of people who are putting fuel on that fire correct themselves. I need y'all to have that same energy that you have when you think you're right, that you have when you have been proven wrong, okay? We have to stop screaming fire in crowded movie theaters. If you don't know what that phrase means, it's a popular metaphor for the principal purpose of creating unnecessary panic, and that's exactly what all you people within Hollywood, you Hollywood folks, did by telling DeRay him and the Black Lives Matter movement were being mocked on the Planet of the Apes cover. Please give all those folks who gassed DeRay up the biggest hee-haw, please. And DeRay would have got some of that hee-haw, too, if he hadn't corrected himself yesterday. But he did the right thing when presented with new information.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now, relationship-wise. Whatever it may be, hit her up. She'll help you out with all your problems. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need some relationship advice, you can call her. Hello, who's this?
This is Kiara.
Hey, what's your question for Ye?
Okay, my question is, I have a fiance I've been with. Well, I wouldn't call him my fiance anymore, but I've been with him for 6 years, and we have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he has definitely, like, cheated on me in other ways as far as, like, talking to other females or me catching him texting good morning, baby, to little chick. But he says he's never cheated as far as having sex, and I've never actually got any evidence. Even when I call the girls, they'll like, lie for him. Like, oh, I don't know him. It's like, I've seen your number, his phone, hell.
They would
time.
Say,
like,
I don't know him. That's crazy, but okay.
Yeah, they would be like, I don't know him, or this one girl told me that he's helping me work on my dad's house, and my dad had a stroke, so he can't really talk that well. And they were talking at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the morning. Like, you are lying. This is completely just a lie. So, anyway, this last couple months, he went out to Miami, and I found out that he talked to a little chick out of Miami.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm just, like, completely over him. I'm like, I don't want to be with you no more. Like, I just don't want to even continue to do this. Like, you know, I've been with him since I was 19, and I'll be 25 this year. So, it's like, that's, you know, just wasting my time right now.
You didn't waste your time. You have two lovely children.
Well, I mean, beyond the kids, because, you know, whether he's going to be there or not, they're my kids. So yeah. I'm beyond that part, but I'm just ready to get away from him. And I keep telling him, like, I don't want to be with you. Like, let's just break up. Let's move out. I'm about to move. And he's like, oh, you just tripping right now. Oh, it's going to be okay. He thinks it's like it's all the other times and I'm going to be cool after a week or a couple of days. And it's like, I'm really through with you. Like, how do I just let him know, get the hell on? Like,
well,
just get away from me.
Do what you said you were going to do and move. You can't just say you're going to move and stay there. And then,
you know, I mean, that's, that takes time. Like, that takes, you gotta at least put your 30-day notice in.
Put your 30 days notice in and move, because it seems like you, if you really wanted to do it, you would do it. Trust me. Like, if you felt like, I'm over this, I don't want to be here, you would not be there, especially if you have the means to do that. If you got to put your 30, hey, if you lose some money because you didn't put your 30 days notice in and you still got to pay, who cares? F it. Get your own place.
Yeah, that's true.
If I was him, I wouldn't feel like you wanted to leave either, because you didn't.
Yeah, that's true. I just want him to get away from me, like, right now. Like, I want to move away. And I'm always saying I want to move. I don't want to actually leave my place. We have a nice house, and I can, you know, take care of it on my own. But he feels like this is his house, too. So,
well, girl, first of all, if you really want to be done with him and through with him, you don't even need to be in a house that y'all have all those memories in together anyway. Get you a fresh start. Get a nice, beautiful new place. You'll get another nice new house and start all over again.
Yeah,
but
you
got to take action.
You.
It seemed like you're just being real passive.
I agree. But like you said, we got history and kids and everything, but I'm past that, beyond past that. And it's just hard to, because he's a good person. He is a good father.
So look at you trying to talk yourself into not moving.
No, I'm just saying he's a good person. So where it's like, when we're cool, I don't want to be like, hey, remember, I still don't want to be with you, because I don't want to just hurt him like that. But I do want him to know, like, hey, we're cool as friends, but I just don't want
to
be with you.
Well,
like
he should
that.
Think
like,
about,
you know,
not hurting you when he's reaching out to all these other women.
Yeah, he does not. And then he says, oh my gosh, it's a long story, but thank you so much. I've been calling for like the whole week trying to just get some advice from you.
Okay.
So
right now it's all on you. If you decide, if you're staying, that's your fault.
You're right. I'm going to take action.
All right. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need some advice, some relationship advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, what's your question for Yee?
My question is, so I've been sleeping with my boss for about 5-6 years now.
Woo woo! Job security.
That's so true, but no. I just don't know how to break it off with him. I've been trying over and over again, but like, he's just not having it. And he has a girlfriend right now.
Okay, so you've been his side chick and working in his office, and he has a girlfriend.
I wouldn't say I'm not his side chick.
He has a girlfriend, and you're sleeping with him.
Well, I was sleeping with him before.
Okay, but now he has a girlfriend. Now you're the side chick.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you think that if you break up with him, that what's gonna happen? You think you'll get fired?
I don't think I'll get fired, because like, his brother doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it'll be awkward. And
of course it's going to be awkward, but so what? You got to break up. Listen, for 5 or 6 years, you made the decision to sleep with your boss, right? which is why it's hard to have those workplace relationships, because when things don't work out, it is a little bit awkward. But eventually, if you guys are both mature enough, he'll get over. He has a girlfriend anyway.
I know, but he clearly doesn't care.
And you clearly didn't care. Okay, so it is what it is, but I'm just saying, first of all, go in there, tell him you have a girlfriend. This isn't, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore. But make sure, do you want to stay there or do you feel like you want to get out of there?
I want to get out of there.
Okay, well, I suggest this. Start looking for another job. Make sure you get a great recommendation from him. Try to make sure you guys end things on good terms. And don't try to put him on blast or do anything crazy, because y'all both were involved in this consensual relationship. As long as he doesn't do anything like try to fire you or try to demote you or anything like that. And in the meantime, let him know that you are going to be looking for another job and you would appreciate if he would give you a great recommendation.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Good luck. All right.
Sheesh.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051, if you got
that
a question
could go
for Yee.
So bad for him.
You can call her at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
All right. Well, since we were just talking about side chicks, let's talk about the show Real Side Chicks of Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to talk about what they say about their role in these men's lives.
Okay. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it on the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, recently, Jada Pinkett Smith just did an interview. And, you know, they're promoting Girls Trip. I think they're going to come up here, too, at some point.
Okay. Oh, man, that'd be amazing.
And she talked. And by the way, while we were on vacation, I was in New Orleans, and I got a chance to sit down with the cast from Girls Trip. That was really exciting for me.
You seen the movie, right?
Yeah, I saw the movie. It's really funny.
I saw some good reviews of that movie yesterday, too. They say Tiffany Haddish is the scene stealer.
Really? Yeah, she actually is the breakout star of this, because she's really the funniest one on there. And that's her role, but she did a great job.
Drop on the clues bond for Tiffany Haddish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Jada Pinkett is still not happy about that Tupac movie. Here's what she had to say.
You know, and what made it even more painful is those guys know me. We've done business together. So I know that they knew how to reach for me. And that's not to say that I would have participated in it either, but it was just across the board, I thought it was just handled in a very disrespectful way. You know what I'm saying? And if you really saying you're honoring a man's legacy, then honor his legacy. And if you don't have the story, fall back until you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, though, because I remember, didn't they post pictures of Jada Pinkett Smith on the set talking to, like, the guy who played Tupac and everything?
Did they? I don't remember.
Demetrius Shipp.
I remember that.
Well, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but... All right. Now, there's another new show coming out called Real Side Chicks of Charlotte that everybody's been talking about. Social media went crazy when people saw this. Well, Jasmine Brand had a chance to sit down with some of the women and try to clear up, I guess, some misconceptions. Now, the idea for the show started with a song called Side Chick by Mr. 704. They did a video to promote the song, and they said it took off. And they put a casting on social media, and they had two castings. 50 girls showed up, and that's when they chose the cast members. Now, here's what they had to say about the difference between being a side chick and, I guess, some people look at them as prostitutes.
Oh, God.
Prostitution.
People mistake us as hoes.
Yeah.
Housewreckers.
Okay. Yeah.
Homewreckers. Because the home was already wrecked.
This is why it's just better to be faithful, fellas, in 2017.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
These side chicks have no morals, no values, no integrity. They really don't want to be side chicks. That's why they can't keep their mouth closed.
Well, these ladies seem like they passed the side chick stage. They're like, they also answered
the question of whether there's an age limit to being a side chick. Here's what they said.
I used to feel like that, but it's just like sometimes you just get tired of
Have already been in serious relationships and we're done and over
right.
it.
Okay. Like, anytime I think of a man, meet a man, I always think of another bitch. Like, there's always another bitch. Yeah.
If you are a man in Charlotte and one of these women on your show is still your side chick, you are not listening to the signs that God is trying to tell you, okay?
Run!
God is trying to tell you something, and you are not listening. If you think that this is going to work out for
this
you,
is definitely
brother,
not gonna work out
you
for
are
you.
On drugs.
Run.
Okay?
All right, now, Woody Harrelson did a pretty interesting interview with The Hollywood Reporter. He took a break from filming the Han Solo prequel film to do this interview. And he talked about various things. His first arrest, he talked about he was 20 or 21 and he was jaywalking. He didn't have his ID on him, and that's when the cops slammed him and maced him as well. He said he went to jail, and they roughed him up some more, and they had 6 counts against him before it was all said and done. Now, he talked about turning down Hunger Games twice. He said, I didn't have any idea it would be that big, but I didn't think it was a good part. I was wrong. It was a terrific part, and it was a terrific thing. He said he also turned down the Han Solo movie twice also, and the same person who talked him into doing Hunger Games actually talked him into doing that and wouldn't take no for an answer. And then he discusses his very publicized foursome that happened. He said he was at a bar in London, and these girls came up to him and said, so you want to take a walk on the wild side? And he said, I guess I do. And that's when he got in the car, and other girls were in the car with him. And basically, one of the women was paparazzi, and they sold that story, and it came out on News of the World. Only thing was, he had a girlfriend who is now his wife, and she found out about it. And he said that he knew that she just basically had so much compassion, because when it all came out and she found out the details, she said, that must be really hard for you to have this ish exposed. And he said, you know what? That showed him just how much compassion she had, and how, even though she was upset, she still forgave him, and they're still together now.
Okay. All right. And what about White Man Can't Jump? Now you talk about White Man Can't Jump?
You got to read the whole entire article. But
yeah, God bless Woody Harrelson. We love what he did in White Man Can't Jump. But he's no Bokeem Woodbine, though. I know that has nothing to do with nothing.
What?
I know that was random, but I saw Bokeem in Spider-Man Homecoming yesterday. Dropping the clues bombs for Bokeem Woodbine. Bokeem Woodbine is a legend, and he needs to be respected as such.
You
okay?
know, my first acting debut was with Bokeem Woodbine. We starred with each other.
First and last.
I knew he was going
to
say that.
You know, yeah, he starred next to me, you know.
Well, yeah, what was the name of the movie, Envy? All right.
It was Blood of a Champion.
Blood of a Champion.
Blood
yes,
of a Champion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, and so where was your blood coming from?
Yeah, I thought about that yesterday when I saw Bokeem.
Oh, you thought where my blood was coming from?
No, I thought about the fact that Envy's going to watch this movie and then shout out Bokeem Woodbine. One of us is going to shout out Bokeem Woodbine, and Envy's going to bring up the fact he was in a movie with him in 1977.
How come you haven't done any more movies?
I've been busy, you know, waiting for the right role, you know?
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.